You're listening to WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, Parquina and Zephan Wills talk to their grandmother, Virginia.
So, Grandmama, I'm so glad that we could be here today because we've been wanting to ask you some things about who you were when you were young.
Let me see. I was always happy. I was always brave. When the first time I started the school, I had to take it for myself. I've been taking it for myself ever since I was in the first grade. Now I am 93 years old.
Wow.
I'm still taking it for myself.
I know that's right. And you taught us how to take up for ourselves.
That's right.
Grandma, what's the biggest difference between when you were growing up and now?
It was so much different. We obeyed old peoples. We wouldn't let them see us doing nothing. People do too many mean things to each other now. People didn't think about it now, nothing like that.
Grandma, let me ask you, how do you want to be remembered?
Kind. To peoples, I go see about the sick. So I used to love to see about peoples and cheer. And I always did like, at my church down there, you better get out the way when I'm coming in, because them babies will run over you, because they see my face. Them people be jumping out of the way. You'll get killed if I don't get out of the way. I open that door, bam, here come the little kid. So, the middle-aged kid, they still love me. Because I was so kind and sweet to them. When the other people walked by, won't even speak to them, you see. See, that's what you see. And I was the usher of the church, but that was before I got to be an usher of the church, you see. Them kids, them young folks now, they're up in their 50s, 60s now. To love me. We could be in a stove and they hear my voice. You'll see them running around on the other side. Trying to see, I was just good to peoples.
And happy.
Never happy. Happy-go-lucky. So we have a good time when y'all come to my house. We have happy-go-lucky.
Grandmama, I love you. You and I have always had a special relationship.
Spoiled.
I was the only grandson. I'm the favorite grandson.
But how can he be a favorite grandson when he's the only one?
What was your favorite? What's your best memory of my brother?
Oh, Lord, him falling out the bed.
He fell out the bed.
With his head down in my pocketbook. I never seen that. I heard him upstairs. I had that bed with the head laying there. And I'm downstairs. I heard him when he woke up. Boom, boom, boom. I said, oh, I better go. With a chair there in the pocketbook wide open. He just rolled right off into his head, went right down in the pocketbook. I picked him up. I couldn't help him laughing to save my life. And when I picked him up, all the stuff come out the pocketbook, grooved all over. That was the...
You never told me that story, Grandma.
Never. I never knew that.
That was the funniest thing of my life. That was the funniest thing of yours.
That was Virginia Wills and her grandchildren, Parquina and Zephan. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps and others can be found at our website, wutc.org. This series is produced and edited by me, Will Davis, and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics.